That particular morning I was hungry, and as often happened, Mom didn't have any money for snacks during the day. While Daddy was playing with his kids, I asked Mary if I could have a dollar to buy taco chips. Early in our friendship, she encouraged me to ask for money when I wanted a snack. Instead of handing me a dollar, as she'd always done, she said, just loud enough for Chet to hear, "He'll give you anything you want." She nudged me toward him. "Just ask." Could I have a dollar?" I asked him reluctantly. Even though he was a stranger, he seemed like a nice, friendly man. Besides, my best friend told me I could trust him. "Of course." He reached over to his wallet that was at the edge of the pool and pulled out a dollar bill. "Here," he said. I reached for the money, but he held on to the dollar for a few seconds and smiled. Before he let go, he said, "But one day you'll owe me." "What does that mean?" "Don't worry, Cat. You'll know when that day comes," Daddy called and smiled again. "And I don't want you to say no." He winked and said, "You owe me now." Even though he seemed to be teasing, the words didn't sound quite right to me. Daddy turned back to his waiting kids and played with them again. As Mary and I walked away, I asked, "What did he mean by that?" "Stop worrying. He's just playing," Mary laughed. But the laugh sounded different than it usually did. Maybe a nervous laugh. I'm not sure. I was confused because I could tell he was serious. Perhaps that's why I never forgot his words. Daddy must have seen the worried expression on my face because he waved and smiled again at me, the way he did when he played with his children. As I ate the chips, I didn't ask Mary again about what he meant. But something didn't feel right. However, I reminded myself, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. My immature 13-year-old mind couldn't imagine what he would want me to do anyway. It was only $1. How would he want me to pay that back? Even though I didn't understand what he meant then, the day came when I would. Mary was grooming me, of course, but I didn't realize what was happening. The process took about a month. By then, I had absolutely no doubt that Mary loved me and would do anything for me. Most mornings, we continued to meet at the pool. She sat beside me, and we chatted about my family and what I wanted to do when I grew up. One day, she asked, "Do you like boys?" I was a little embarrassed, but admitted that I did, although I didn't talk about any boy in particular. "What kind of boys do you like?" We talked about several boys I knew, but I also told her I never got the attention of the boys I really liked. "I'll help you with that."